And so, overcome by remorse and the beauty of all that, I should let her go, Alanna purred. Family and church and puppies and flowers. How lovely your world must be, Sergeant. But it's somewhat darker than that for the rest of us. She looked at Samantha. Of course, it does have its moments. Please, Deborah said. And she looked both desperate and vulnerable in a way I had never seen before. Just let her go. I don't think so, Alanna said crisply. In fact, with all this excitement, I find that I'm getting a bit peckish. She picked up a very sharp knife from the table.
No! Deborah said in a violent hissing voice. God damn you, no!
Yes, I'm afraid, Alanna said, looking at her with cold amusement. Two of the guards held Debs in place, and Alanna watched them struggle, clearly enjoying it. And with one eye still on Deborah, Alanna stepped over to Samantha and held the knife up indecisively. I could never really do the butchering part properly, she said. Bobby and his posse gathered around, jiggling with barely suppressed excitement like kids sneaking into a movie. This is the whole reason I put up with tardiness from that saucy bastard, Alanna said. He's very, very good at this. Wake up, piggy! She slapped Samantha's face, and Samantha rolled her head upright and opened her eyes.
Is it time? She said dopily.
Just a snack, Alanna told her. But Samantha smiled. It was very clear from her drowsy happiness that she had been drugged again, but at least it wasn't ecstasy this time.
Great, okay, she said.
Alanna looked at her, and then at us.
Come on, go for it, Bobby said.
Alanna smiled at him, and then snaked out her hand and grabbed at Samantha's arm so quickly I saw almost nothing but a blurred gleam from the blade, and before I could blink, she had sliced off most of the girl's triceps. Samantha made a sound that was somewhere between a moan and a grunt, and it was neither pleasure nor pain, but somewhere in between, a cry of agonized fulfillment. It set my teeth on edge and made all the hair on my neck rise straight up, and then Deborah exploded into an insane fury that sent one of her guards spinning to the deck, and the other one dropped his shotgun and held on until the huge, ponytailed bouncer stepped in and clubbed Debs to the floor with one gigantic hand. She went down like a rag doll and lay there, unmoving. Take the good sergeant below, Alanna said. Make sure she's very well secured. The two lackeys grabbed Deborah and dragged her into the cabin. I did not at all like the way she hung between them, so completely limp and lifeless. And without thinking, I took a step toward her. But before I could do much more than wiggle my toes in her direction, the enormous bouncer picked up the dropped shotgun and pushed it into my chest, and I was forced to do no more than watch helplessly as they took my sister through the doorway and into the cabin. And as the bouncer prodded me back around to face Alanna, she lifted the lid from the barbecue and placed the slice of Samantha flesh on the grill. It hissed, and a tendril of steam rose up from it.
Oh, Samantha said in a muted, faraway voice. Oh, oh.
She rocked slowly against her bonds.
Turn it in 2 minutes, Alanna said to Bobby, and then she came back to me. Well, piglet, she said to me, and she reached over and pinched my cheek, not as a doting grandmother might, but